Well, some pictures have been coming in, some on social media. If you might have seen them from the Indianapolis Speedrome that was fined $1,000 because they had a whole bunch of people in there, and very few people in the picture were wearing masks. And there have been some pictures of schools in different places where people weren't wearing masks. Professor Andy Luttrell with Ball State University has authored a new study that says people are more likely to wear masks if you appeal to their sense of altruism. Professor Luttrell, how do you get people to wear masks?
Yeah, so in those studies, we wanted to test and compare different versions of arguments that might encourage people to practice social distancing and stay safe during the current pandemic. And we compared two types of messages, one which emphasizes that these are behaviors that are meant to help keep you healthy, right? If you care about your own health, you'll do these things, compared to a similar kind of message that takes a different perspective, which is to say that, no, the reason that we're supposed to do these things is to protect our community, to help other people. And so in a series of online surveys, we'd randomly give people one version of that message or the other and ask questions about how compelling they were, whether they themselves would intend to practice social distancing. And what we tend to find, which is consistent with some previous research in psychology, that those messages about altruism, about helping your community, doing your part to protect other people, those ended up being relatively more compelling on average compared to the ones that were about keeping yourself healthy.
This is interesting because, you know, you take a look in history, thinking about the pandemic of 1918, and a lot of pictures show a lot of people wearing masks. And you wonder if the same kind of message was used to appeal to people back then.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know what kind of messaging. I'd like to look into that now, actually. But, you know, one thing is that the other wrinkle of our findings is that the advantage of appealing to your sense of community was really the most apparent for audiences who already saw public health as a moral issue, as something that they had a moral duty to uphold. And so it's possible that has changed over time, that even though there are plenty of people who see public health as a moral issue and are more persuaded by messages about helping your community, maybe those kinds of messages and that kind of feeling was more prevalent back then.
Just thoughts on this, and I don't know if your study covered this necessarily, but thinking about places like Sturgis, where you have large groups of people who seem to be in one accord that they don't believe masks are necessary. Is there a way to appeal to groups of people like that?
Yeah, that's definitely the next phase of this research, is saying those audiences who don't think of public health as a moral issue, who really don't see this appeal to the community as anything more important or special than appealing to your own health. The question is, yeah, what kinds of messages might we come up with that appeal to whatever sensibility these audiences have, right? So generally in communication, you know, one message is not going to do the trick for everybody. We have to sort of carve out different audiences and say, what do they care about? And how can our message really speak to their unique needs and desires?
I think it's important to note that the study does not necessarily go to or speak to the efficiency of masks as tools to combat or stop the spread of coronavirus, but rather just to whether or not people will accept the public messaging.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as a social psychologist who studies persuasion, my interest is in whether messages get through to people. I have no idea. I have no experience studying the efficacy of different actual behaviors.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time. I think this study is very interesting. If people wanted to take a look at it, where could they find it?
You can go to my academic website, andylutrell.com, and you'll be able to find the paper there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.